Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi back here with you for the next hour talking professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, something we do every single day here on Sports Byline's Broadcasting Network. And however you're joining me today, tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, broadcast affiliates, sportsbyline.com, Sirius XM 156, podcast or streaming on Twitch or on YouTube. Just want to say thank you for spending a little bit of time with us today. Hopefully your Christmas was well. Hopefully your Boxing Day went as well, too. Hopefully it went better than Brian Alvarez's traveling plans, which kind of went sideways, in case you're wondering why I'm here again in the main hosting chair. That is because Brian Alvarez and his family are stuck in Florida, which is a good place to be stuck when you're trying to go back to Seattle, Washington, and a ton of snow apparently taking place in the Washington State region. Apparently North Seattle got about 5 or 6 inches of snow. That was enough to shut down the airport and stop Brian and his family from coming home. So he is scheduled to return very early Tuesday morning. There is the most minuscule chance in the world that he will be back for the show tomorrow, but I seriously doubt it. More likely he's going to be back on Wednesday, and you will have once again myself and Filthy Tom Lawler hosting this show, giving you all of the Raw review that you need coming up tomorrow on the show. But we got a lot to get into today, and unfortunately need to start it off on a sad note. Marcus Crane, 33 years old, passed away. Independent wrestler, probably best known for his work in death matches, Game Changer Wrestling, went to the GCW Tour of Japan, was trained by Danny Daniels, and also is very notable for being in the Chicago area on the AAW Pro shows. Apparently passed away, took a nap, did not wake back up again. He has had head issues. He was trying to return from skull surgery that he had back in 2019 when he had a craniotomy after they found out there was an infection in his skull that was leaking into his brain. So a very sad situation there. Marcus Crane passes away at the age of 33 years old. Going to get into a whole lot of what's taking place on the wrestling scene when we get back, Wrestling Observer Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you at Wrestling Observer Live. We do this show every day for an hour, but if you want us 24/7, you might be able to do it on Twitter. That's usually the easiest way. I am at Sempervivi. The website for this podcast at WONF4W, the broadcaster at Sports Byline USA, the handsome and amazing co-host at Filthy Tom Lawler, and Brian Alvarez is at Brian Alvarez if you want to talk to him or see pictures of him being upset that he's got to go back to snow. But Filthy, with Brian being gone, of course, that gives us a more than ample chance to get into all of the things that actually make us happy, which could be any number of things today on a Monday afternoon. It could be going to the Raiders game. It could be Christmas. It could be catch wrestling rules. It could be any number of things, Filthy. What do you want to get into to start?
Well, let's talk about Christmas, right? We're coming off of the holiday this past weekend. Mike, is there anything that you've received for Christmas that you'd like to tell the listeners about?
I would love to tell the listeners about what I received, but I can't do that because of FCC violations. But one of the gifts that I gave was this Sharper Image foot massager. It's got, like, to my wife, these five different rollers in there and all these heat temperatures and everything. So I got her that, which made her very happy. Offset the fact that I got a Ninja blender / food processor for her. Her as well, too, because, you know, I like guacamole, so that's what that's about. So, you know, I gave that to her, too. So it's something that I can use and plus something that she can use. So that went well. The boy is happy. So big success in the Sempervivi family.
Oh, awesome. I myself, Mike, I got a gift that I cannot share with virtually anybody. A super, super sexy calendar my wife gave me, which I can neither hang up nor show anyone. I also got this cool Razor Ramon.
That's a shoot, by the way, Pete.
HG figure.
Ooh.
Razor Ramon, HG
now, wait.
Here.
Did you get that from someone, or was that the gift to yourself for being such a great New Japan Strong Openweight Champion?
That was a gift to myself. And the best gift of all, I must say, a gift I never thought I would receive, despite crying out on Twitter. I woke up the next day, over Christmas night, not even Christmas Day, the next day I woke up to 5 discs of Doink the Clown in my box, in my email inbox, and I've been watching Doink light it up, I guess you could say, back in the early 90s for the past day, and loving it.
Somebody's probably thinking you're lying about this, and I can say for sure he is not lying about this. What brought on this whole, like, we got to rewatch Doink thing?
Well, there was a discussion between Granny, Brian's granny, and Vincent Verhey, the gladsome giant of the gridiron himself. Speaking about Doink the Clown, Granny asked, was he a wrestler? And Vinny said, oh, he was a great wrestler. And I decided I needed to find out if Doink the Clown was indeed a great wrestler. I don't know if I'd say that, but I am enjoying the first disc of Doink that I've dived into there.
Now, there's going to be a break in this, though. You're going to have to actually start being studious about this, aren't you? Because it goes from Matt Bourne to Steve Kern at some point, and then, I don't know, Steve Lombardi, and I don't know who the hell else played all of the Doinks and Dinks and such. But, doesn't it go from Bourne to Kern at some point?
It does. And, you know, Mike, I think that's a perfect segue, because watching these early Doink matches, Matt Bourne was a tremendous, tremendous mat wrestler. He was out there shooting single legs, ankle picks on Typhoon. He was grabbing two holds of his
years ago before he passed away. They got into it on an indie show, like for real.
Well, watching him in the squared circle as Doink in those early matches leads me to believe he would have been a great candidate to face Katsuyori Shibata under these now it's out there, the catch wrestling rule set that Katsuyori Shibata will be competing under at the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, so New Japan held their Wrestle Kingdom 16 press conference today in Tokyo, and as Tom mentioned, the most relevant thing for this show is the fact that Katsuyori Shibata and his match against the mystery opponent now has rules attached to it. Catch wrestling rules, stretches and submissions will be in use, as well as throws, which is really like a regular wrestling match. You have the finish is going to come the same way. You could be counted out, disqualified, pin or submission, but no punches, no open hand strikes, no fists, no nothing like that. So in that way, going to be a lot closer to what he did with Zack Sabre Jr. The last time around. Shibata talked a little bit about what he wanted to do during the press conference, and this is up on the New Japan site if you wanted to take a look at not only this but several videos that took place from throughout the press conference with everybody facing off with each other. What Shibata said was, quote, he wanted to give this a different name to the grappling exhibition match I had with Zack Sabre Jr. and set it apart as something else. Grappling rules is a concept that is already common in MMA where strikes are banned. Well, you know, catch wrestling rules is something that I think can be specific to pro wrestling, and that's why the name change is there. To explain those differences with grappling rules more specifically, I think it allows for moves using the ropes or more pro wrestling styled, three-dimensional, if you will, in expression. Victory to a pro wrestler comes down to skill and technique in this environment, and it strips pro wrestling down to its essentials. To go to the roots of wrestling a bit, pro wrestling sprung out of what we call the Lancashire style in England, and that's something we mustn't lose sight of. I want a fusion in New Japan Pro Wrestling that brings the base fundamentals to the fold. This is something that's just beginning, and I think these rules, match times, and things of that nature can change the concept as it evolves. That's it. That's all he had to say, and he was done talking, Tom. We talked about this a little bit last week when we talked about a number of men, including yourself, that, you know, really bringing mat wrestling back into the forefront, much like Adeem Malenko and other people, you can make this style exciting. You can make the essentials of pro wrestling and of wrestling at its core fun to watch and very interesting to watch. And obviously that is something Shibata, his entire career, has been based on from day one, and something that he's obviously feeding into his students. What do you think about what he said here, which was basically a long, flowery way to get around to, we're not going to have strikes in this grappling match, but what do you think about this, and can you see anybody, have you thought about anybody else that could step in and be a good opponent for Shibata?
Well, if you've listened to recent comments that he's made about the future of wrestling, and especially in New Japan, it seems as if he is nonplussed, I guess would be a term that I could use with the style that he currently sees, and was hoping for a change, you know, some sort of revolution when it comes to the style of wrestling in New Japan for the future. And, you know, obviously he's a guy who's deeply rooted in the fundamentals, deeply rooted in legitimate techniques that would work in mixed martial arts or, you know, amateur wrestling contests. And I obviously am a mark for that sort of style. And I think there's a number of guys, and we talked about this last week, as, you know, mixed martial arts has kind of become more prevalent, I think the audience is a little bit more open to submission wrestling. And I think a lot of the workers see a benefit in it. You don't need to kill yourself getting dropped on your head repeatedly. You can save that for key moments if you can work on the mat, if you can tell a story with your motions and with your holds. And I think there's a number of guys who have put in the time and the work and have really, you know, kind of like began to cultivate this style once again. I wouldn't say it's reached near its apex whatsoever. I think, you know, as time goes by, you're going to see guys like John Gresham, like all of the young lions that are coming up out of the New Japan system, really show that mat wrestling is the strongest.
New Japan be strongest. Pro Wrest be strongest. That's what they used to say. I still believe it. Filthy believes it. You should believe it too. Of course you believe it. That's why you're listening to this show. It is Wrestling Observer Live. We'll be right back.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Filthy Tom Lawler. Feel Me Flow. Look at that. You know, it's like a nice summertime song. Except it's not summertime here. It's cold. It was like summer on Christmas. It was like 65 degrees where I'm at on the Delmarva Peninsula, east of the Briscoes. It was beautiful. Now it's all rainy and pathetic and sad. How was it yesterday at the Raider game? Was it awesome? I didn't see any of that Raiders-Broncos game.
Yeah, the game was awesome. I told you before we went on the air, I was all pumped up about watching Doink the Clown. And then I get to the game, and there's some other clown, Bruce Buffer, doing the introductions. It's time for the Raiders to go out there and squeak out a victory over the Broncos. But now, yeah, it was a bunch of fun. I had a blast.
Were you sitting with the people, or were you like up in a box, like being pretentious and all that, getting the good food and whatnot?
I was in the $800 club level seats, buddy.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Where you're still sitting neck to neck with some peon and paying $13 for a beer.
Ooh. Well, actually, you know, that's about average, I guess, for an NFL stadium now. It's completely ridiculous. I live close to the Redskins stadium is the dirt worst in about a zillion different ways, or the Washington football team, just the absolute worst, including their dirtbag owner. And the prices there are absolutely brutal. I'm obviously a Falcon fan. We have a good owner that offers up nice pricing for all the fine people of Atlanta who go to the game and then root for the Cowboys and other teams. But yesterday was a successful day against the Detroit Lions, so I will take it.
Yeah, I have actually been to that stadium, and I rooted against the Falcons. So you are correct, yeah.
There were more people when I was coming up, too. And, you know, I'm glad they wore the old uniforms yesterday. Like when Dion was there and everything, Chris Miller, Jerry Glanville gets there. They were like the only team that wore black. They could not sell any merchandise whatsoever. And it's like you go to games, the Redskins and the Cowboys and whoever else they play, those two teams especially, would just kill Atlanta in their own stadium. It was pathetic.
Yeah, there were a lot of Broncos fans, actually, at the game yesterday. And I was told, I guess they travel with a pretty heavy fan base, but they're not a good football team.
No.
So those people are wasting their money, because I know the Raiders are not good. It's very tough to cheer for the Raiders after comments that their owners make after, you know,
well,
dastardly, nefarious, deadly deeds that some of the players do. I mean, it's tough being a new Raiders fan, but at least the stadium was cool.
It's still very pro wrestling, though, to be a Raiders fan. I mean, they still operate. I mean, Mark Davis, for the fact that he's got a crappy hairdo, I mean, he still tries to carry on some of the swaggering legacy of his father, even though it's in a ridiculous way. But like Otis Sistrunk and all the maniacs that the Raiders have given us over the years, it's still better to have them than to be. Imagine what could have moved to Vegas. You know, you could have got the Vikings. Weren't they like trying to move out of Minnesota there for a while, Birmingham and all these other places? Could have had them, could have had Kirk Cousins in Sin City. I don't think it would have worked.
Man, I was just hoping for an XFL team.
So, you know. Hey, you know, there's still time, you know, with The Rock buying that thing again. And one thing, I guess, too, what was the crowd like? Were there any COVID scares? Was anybody scared to go there as they apparently were to Madison Square Garden?
Well, interestingly enough, if you are vaccinated, well, you have to be vaccinated to get into the stadium. However, if you've only had one of the shots, you must wear a mask. So you don't have to be fully vaccinated. You have to be halfway vaccinated. And I'm pretty sure they're not checking throughout the game to make sure that you're wearing your mask. So that was quite questionable.
Yeah, I don't think the guy making, you know, $11.50 an hour who's already got enough on his plate, I don't think he's, you know, going to be there at the end of the row like, hey, you know, pull that up now to, like, you know, the black hole. I don't think that's the best idea.
It was a little bit questionable, much like the matchmaking for Ryzen, which we have upcoming in a few days. Mike, we talked about Shibata earlier, but we also have Shibatar, who also, like Katsuhiro Shibata, should stay away from the striking arts for the foreseeable future, as he's a YouTuber who does MMA, and he's fighting, I think, Yuta Kubo. And we also have the biggest fight in Ryzen history, Tenshin Nasukawa taking on Takaru. That fight will be over the summer because in a couple days, Tenshin Nasukawa will face the man who showed up to the press conference in a Takaru mask, and that is Takanori Gomi, the fireball kid who's probably in his 40s.
42 years old. 42 years old, Takanori Gomi, your former deep champion, your former rival of BJ Penn, your introduction for a lot of people to Pride's Bushido series when Half Gracie ran across the ring with his head down and Gomi just basically lifted up his knee and delivered a knee strike, knocking him dead in 6 seconds in a highlight reel knockout for the ages. The Fireball Kid, who's not a kid anymore, in true rising Pride Never Die fashion, they announce a couple of fights days before New Year's Eve, including this one against Tenshin, who, so he fights at 124. He fought Mayweather at whatever weight it was. That went the way that it did. What is this going to be at? Because Gomi was like walking around like 185 or something like that the last time he had fought. So like, are there even weight requirements to this, or is this just an open weight deal?
I mean, I seriously doubt there's some sort of weight requirement.
It wouldn't be New Year's Eve if there was, I think.
Yeah, certainly not. There's always going to be something bizarre going on in Japan on New Year's. I don't think we have a Bobby Olegan fight on this show, although I'd be trying to capitalize off of his big win at the last show. But yeah, we have Tenshin, Gomi, Reina Kubota, Kai Asakura.
The most marketable women they have, you know, who fought one time on Bellator, ended up losing, got revenge for that fight over in Japan, where she is a star against Siwoo Park, so who is a, you know, a deep fighter of, you know, relative repute. So I would assume Kubota's coming out of this. But again, the fights thrown up at the last minute here with no real, except for, you know, Shibatar there, no real freak show fight. I mean, they have 5 hours and 45 minutes is apparently what's been scheduled on Fuji TV for the New Year's Eve show. And I, you know, where is the, forget about Akebono, but where are the Oleguns or somebody like that to bring the mainstream appeal?
Well, you have the Asakura brothers who are, I guess they're stars in Japan, but yeah, you have Shibatar. Gomi and Tenshin is a freak show fight, to a certain degree, but I mean, they could use a Super Hulk fight. I mean,
Cozy against Ya Man is going to be the thing. Although I want to see Ya Man to see what that's about.
Yeah. Maybe I should be over there. Why aren't I defending that strong belt?
You should attack him afterwards under a mask and be, nah, man. Like, whatever he does, you just knock his ass out. Like, nah, man. They got a catchphrase and everything.
If I show up over there, I'm showing up in the thong, like Takata.
Who was that? Akahiro Gono with Akahiro's gonads when they did the shot of him in a thong, which I was also at the show in it was the UFC show in Newark. Somebody wore a thong. Was it Joe Riggs?
It was Dennis Hallman.
Yes.
Dennis Hallman, and he was defeated by Brian Ebersol.
Yes.
And Dana White gave him a special bonus for getting the thong off of his television. There was at one point, I believe, Brian Ebersol's toes got caught in the thong of Dennis Hallman and exposed his Akihiro gonads to the audience.
It's like it was worse when Gary Goodridge, the story of him using his toes against DJ Takase, and he just said it felt like meshing his toes into his crotchial region. He said it felt like crunchy peanut butter, which Pride Never Die, kids. Filthy, the extension of Pride, somehow, some way. I have no transition away from this back to COVID or anything like that, so I'll just go ahead and go to this and the fact that WWE, just like everywhere else, has been getting pounded by COVID. Bowl games obviously falling out. The NHL season has not restarted yet. It's supposed to be Tuesday, whether that happens or not. who knows what's going to be the deal with that. But today, just breaking, over the weekend, there were several wrestlers that have either come down with COVID or being put in a bubble by WWE to try to protect them and keep them as healthy as possible going into day one. But apparently it is also going through the producers' ranks, which, again, not a surprise with something like this. PWI Insider is reporting that while a typical Raw taping would have around a dozen or so producers, the company is down to, quote, about half of that. Now, this now makes a story yesterday about Petey Williams having to be pulled off a card because WWE needed him. That will now make some more sense there. That was in the update from yesterday. So that probably has something to do with this. It's a tough situation because of the producers' workload that they have on them already. The Raw is tonight in Detroit. There's also a SmackDown house show in Orlando that they need to worry about as well, too. They were in Tampa in Madison Square Garden over the weekend. The show at Madison Square Garden went all up into the air. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins against Big E was changed to Kevin Owens and Edge, who wasn't even supposed to be there. They called him up to be on the show. They got Natalya up to switch brands to be on the show. A Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair title play match didn't take place. So it was just a mess over the weekend. We can get into a little bit more about that, as well as what's coming up on Raw tonight and many other things when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
At Alico.com, we are the number one automated driveway gate brand in the USA. Each gate is meticulously handcrafted from powder-coated galvanized steel. They are resistant to chipping, scratching, and fading, and come with an unheard-of 10-year warranty, making them beautiful for years to come. We offer a wide variety of styles and sizes to choose from. See our full selection at Alico.com. That's A-L-E-K-O.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Thank you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, a better version of Mike Sempervivi and Brian Alvarez is Mike Sempervivi and Brian's Chop and Roll Express partner. You hear the music of the Midnight Express, Filthy Tom Lawler. Filthy, we were talking about COVID before the break here. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com reporting that Select has learned that WWE has informed their talent that COVID testing is no longer required. So I believe it goes like this, like, you know, I can't hear you. I can't see you. If I don't know that you have COVID, then you don't have it.
Maybe they just assume everyone has it at this point.
Yeah, herd immunity within WWE. So there's that. So that also breaking on the heels of news about producers being out. So, yeah, it's been a long weekend for WWE as they go into this day one pay-per-view. I did not watch SmackDown. Filthy did because he's good at his job, I guess, and passionate. I didn't think he'd watch it, to be honest with you, but he did. I watched Rampage, though. We got that in common.
I am professional wrestling journalist Thomas Lawler.
Heard you say that several times, by the way, on the Christmas show, which you should be meddled for, because for all of the heat that you take about throwing up over Brian's couch, I don't know. I think you actually single-handedly saved that show and kept it moving along there in its darkest moments, which was most of the show.
I asked repeatedly, Brian, why am I on this show? And he said, I need you to hold it together. So I tried to do my journalistic best to do so. But, Mike, I watched SmackDown over the weekend, and the thing that they pushed the most heavily was the idea that Paul Heyman's career is going to be over. That he said that what's he going to do now? He's going to find a new talent and start over again. He said that's not what's going to happen. He has to face the facts that his career is most likely over. They even played a video package with clips from WCW and the Dangerous Alliance. They had clips from ECW. It was basically a Paul Heyman career retrospective as they pushed this idea. So my guess is...
Did they have sad music?
It was somewhat triumphant.
Okay.
In a way. My guess is that he will help Roman Reigns retain. You know, they usually don't push this hard in one direction without some sort of swerve coming at you. There was also a title match between Charlotte Flair and Toni Storm, in which Charlotte Flair won with a pinfall. She reversed a small package and got the 3-count win. I also have a measure of advice for anybody who faces Charlotte Flair in the future. When she goes up top and she decides she's going to do the moonsault, roll towards the turnbuckle, because then she cannot do a double moonsault. If she does, well, there's going to be no one there. So there you go. That is the key to defeating Charlotte Flair, which Toni Storm did not do on SmackDown. And in the main event, we had a Miracle on 34th Street fight between Drew Day, which I thought was cute, as they they took on and defeated the team of the Usos and Madcap Moss.
It's main event Madcap.
Madcap, one of the future pillars of the WWE, here eating the pinfall loss to Drew McIntyre, getting he and Happy Corbin getting eggnogged repeatedly by Drew Day, leading to the finish. Not a bad show. Easy to watch, easy to digest on that Christmas edition, unlike the Feast of Seven Fishes I had that earlier that day.
Wow, look at you going full Catholic. And not even an Italian to be seen in that whole equation there. And you still went with the seven fishes. I'm impressed.
I mean, my wife is Catholic.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Polish, you know. I didn't know they did that in Poland. I thought they had, whatever they have in Poland.
You know, no, Mike. Poland. Mike, what do they Mike got if you. Yeah, a lot of fish. Eat a lot of pickled herring and white fish in sauce. Speaking
sausages.
Of fish, Mike, what do you use most of the time on the end of the pole to catch a fish?
That would be a worm, I believe. That's the traditional way to do it, correct?
I was thinking more along the lines of a hook.
Ah, look at you. Well, you put the worm on the hook, and you know what that worm's going to do? Sell it, unlike Hook, who ain't selling a damn thing. And that created a bunch of controversy at This Is Rampage. Apparently that's the name of the show. That's what they say in the music. I didn't really notice that before, but This Is Rampage was on AEW, or was on Saturday night on TNT. Wasn't on Friday night because they got to redo the show, Christmas Story, 9 trillion billion times over and over again. But this was night two of the holiday bash, and all anybody is talking about coming out of this thing really is the fact that Hook faced Bear Bronson. And from what I saw, I don't know, Bear Bronson's got big thighs, and apparently that's what it was. Big thighs against muscular traps. Hook didn't sell the Rikishi driver gimmick that he did. He hits a Northern Lights, a T-bone Tazplex, smacks him around with his dad's forearms, and, well, not his real dad's forearms. I mean, you know, just the same time. He didn't drag his dad down.
He's not doink.
He's not using the fake arm casts and whatever and doing all that there. But he gets the victory after putting him in the Red Rum Taz mission, and that's that. And all the controversy over should Hook not have sold, or should he have sold for Bear Bronson?
Well, that was one of Taz's gimmicks, much like Hawk, impervious to the pile driver, you know? So
what'd you think about that? Because Taz obviously has tweeted about saying, like, it was going to kill the business. He showed a clip, actually, of Bret Hart and Tiger Mask, where Hart hits Tiger Mask, and Mask pops immediately back up, kicks him in the head, and it's like, you know, you don't want to see everybody doing it. And I can take the case for why he should not have sold for Bear Bronson, or why he should have. But it's like, if it happens once in a while, it becomes a part of this guy's gimmick and character. I don't know if it's the end of the world here. I mean, is it? Is this that big of a deal here?
No one is going to look at Bear Bronson and think any less of him because he hit that pile driver and Hook popped up. You know what I mean? Bear Bronson's not a pushed guy. It's not as if he's a top level contender. He's a part of a tag team, which is mostly on Dark or Elevation. And they do win matches, but they're not featured, you know? And it's obvious that Hook is getting a bigger push, that he has the people more behind him than Bear Bronson does at this point. So I don't really see the big hullabaloo. I don't see a big issue with it. There was a lot of other controversy coming out of the show, Mike, as Cody Rhodes also retained, or I guess regained, the TNT championship over Sammy Guevara. He ends the TNT era of Dynamite as the champion, much like he carried Dynamite as the champion throughout the past few years. And a lot of people, both online and in the crowd, seem to be unhappy with the turn of events as Cody hit, I believe it was at least three crossroads, three in a row, and then followed it up with a Tiger Driver 98 to get the pinfall. And the Spanish God's title reign has been ended.
Yeah, Sammy looked fantastic as always. Tried for a 630, and Cody got his knees up on it and used two crossroads, actually, and went for a third, but then set up what looked to be a pedigree, and the fans, as soon as he started setting up for it, if they weren't booing before, they were certainly cascading down them upon Cody there. But he didn't do a pedigree. It was a Tiger Driver 98, of all things, and he gets the victory. David Crockett comes into the ring afterwards to present Cody with the TNT Championship. Yes, how dare I talk about Hook coming out of this thing as the biggest deal, where there are many people very upset over Cody Rhodes having the TNT Championship. But, I'm not really surprised by this. I mean, also, too, I don't know what you're supposed to do with Sammy as the TNT champion. Yes, he could have a lot of great matches, but unless you're going to have him in a feud, I don't know. To me, it's still, there's advantages to Cody with that title and bringing in different people to work against him, but You know, if they didn't have a plan for Sammy here, kind of what's the big deal? You know, some of those belts are going to have to change hands, you know, occasionally. You know, it's, they only have a world title. So the other belts, and they want to protect that one. And I'm fine with, you know, protecting belts to a point, but it's not like title changes that take place, you know, even if it's a month later, are that big of a deal. It's a TV championship. So I don't know how long Cody's going to have this thing, but I don't think it's really the end of the world or anything either. It's just a good prop for Cody to have as people lose their minds over him.
Yeah, and I mean, if you watch the show, what's kind of been a bigger story? It's been this deal with Cody, you know, with the fans essentially hating him against all odds. You know, it hasn't been the story of Sammy Guevara. And if you're going to try to capitalize on something that the fans are, you know, making an important part of the show, then now's the time to do it. You know what I mean? What do they do? Have Sammy beat Cody here, and then where does Cody go from there? He gets, you know, does he get a little bit of sympathy? I don't know. I think he's better off in this role as a, you know, quasi-heel champion who's going to get booed against probably anyone, face or heel, seemingly at this point. And, you know, I think it's just a better role. I think the belt is, you know, better used in this situation than feuds that they had lined up for Sammy. Maybe I'm missing something or forgetting something, but, you know, I think it was a good change.
Well, and
good change.
Cody...
Like,
good.
I can't even say her name from Robin Hood Men in Tights, but it got changed to Latrine. Good change.
That's... Oh, God, I got to watch that movie again. Cody is also going to be facing off against Dan Lambert and Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky. And I wish AEW cared about their tag team division more, because I love the idea of Scorpio and Page as a team much more than separately in the environment there right now. And they have so many great tag teams. I would love to see more action, but that's probably not going to happen. But from what you've seen, you know, Scorpio Sky's got that thing. He's beaten Chris Jericho twice. Ethan Page is probably, he keeps winning matches, maybe due for something here. Can you see Cody being a transitional guy here, as well as just your opinion as a fan? Who do you think comes out of this getting booed? How do you think those matches are going to go? Do you think Cody, yes, he's the de facto babyface in those matches, but do you think they actually end that way?
No, I actually think the men of the year would get cheered. Ethan Page is very, he's hateable, but he's very charismatic. You know what I mean? He's very charming.
He's got a punchable face, but he's really good at it.
Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they use Cody as sort of a transitional champion, but I think he'll keep the belt, after one of these guys gets their shot, and then we'll see some more babyface challengers coming the way.
Look at that. Perfect timing going to break. We're going to get no credit for this at all. Producer Dom is going to lie about us to Brian when he gets back, but we have been perfect with these things. Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back like Barry Horowitz. If Tom can watch Doink, maybe it's time that I go back and watch some Barry Horowitz matches from over the years. Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom, we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Filthy Tom Lawlor filling in for Brian Alvarez. This is Wrestling Observer Live, and we're about to put a bow on this thing. But of course, Monday night means it is Raw night on USA. The Miz and Maryse bringing their romance back into the Raw ring as they prepare to renew their wedding vows live in front of the WWE Universe tonight. Plus, Randy Orton squares off against Otis. The Street Profits battle Rey and Dominic Mysterio in the Forgotten About RK-Bro Tournament Finals and more. That's all they got right now. COVID, I guess, in play tonight for the Raw show, Tom.
AJ Styles is supposed to take on Omos. But maybe that's almost not going to happen.
Not being spoken about. What is, though, Dolph Ziggler, who has been in a mini feud with Damian Priest over the United States Heavyweight Championship, he gets a shot at that title tonight with his Dirty Dog partner somewhere, Robert Roode, around ringside. And apparently, too, Austin Theory will get one more chance to impress the boss, Vince McMahon. At this point, Tom, what would you suggest to impress Vince?
If I was Austin Theory, I would just probably walk around shirtless and flex, to be honest.
I think he tried that. Do you think maybe he should go bottomless? You think that might work for Vince?
No, Mike, we've got to go. But you know what? Veer Mihan is still coming.
The Peter North of WWE, there I just had to say. Veer Mihan always coming to Raw. We'll see if he actually makes his first appearance tonight. If maybe possibly I'll be back tomorrow. Certainly Filthy Tom Lawlor will be. And want to thank all of you for joining us again. This is Wrestling Observer Live. Talk to you after a while.